Hi, this is Todd Nolan, and you're listening to 100.9 Canoe FM, community radio for your Halliburton Highlands.
My first guitar was alone.
And we have a nice lady joining us now from inside her bubble. This is Charlene Nadelin, and Nadelin is the Canadian founder of Amintro. And good morning, Charlene.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. Doing just fine. I trust you are, too.
I am. I'm self-isolating. Actually moved in with my mother-in-law to help her and to assist in babysitting our five-year-old niece because her mom is out there working.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're self-isolating together, and so far, so good. It's actually fun having a little five-year-old running around.
I'll bet it is. Never a dull moment, as they say.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about the social platform that you have created. It's a social platform and information hub. And I was fascinated that this is for those 50 years and over, 50 plus. Maybe, Charlene, you could tell us a little bit about why you had this platform developed.
My mom really was the inspiration. It stemmed from observing her life and concern and anxiety and a little bit of guilt on my own for not being able to spend as much time with my mom as I absolutely would love to do, and worry that as she continued to age, perhaps her health would be at risk due to a diminishing network of friends, mm-hmm. which I was seeing as a result of people moving away. They were downsizing, passing away, unfortunately. You know, many of her friends relocated to other communities to live closer to an adult child.
Right.
And so the circle was diminishing, and I thought, well, is this unique to my mom and her situation and mine, being the adult daughter, or is there a bigger issue at play where as we age and we grow older, our social networks grow smaller? Mm-hmm. And so that led me down the path of researching to determine that we're not alone. I'm not alone, and she's not alone. We feel like we are, but the reality is that this is happening all the time to families all across. I mean, it's a global situation. And so I thought, well, there's got to be something that I can do to help my mom alleviate my anxiety and ensure that she has a robust network of friends and acquaintances and is living a joyful, inspired life, has access to resources and information and ideas on things to do. And my goal is to call home and not be able to reach my mom,
mm-hmm.
because she's out gallivanting and having a wonderful time, where it's always been for the reverse, where she can't get a hold of me type thing because I'm out and about. And so that was the goal, and that was the inspiration to create Amintro.
Now, I was interested as well, Charlene, that Amintro is not, you know, at first you look at that and you think, oh, yeah, this is for the big cities. But in fact, a lot of the people who are on the social platform are from outside of the cities in rural communities such as ours.
That's right. I'd say quite right now the majority are outside of major cities. It's fascinating as people are joining Amintro. I'm tickled pink because I can see the towns that they reside in,
mm-hmm.
and they're exposing me to towns I'm not familiar with. And so yes, we've got members right across Canada and actually the United States, and it's not the major city centers. Granted, we do have obviously members from the cities, but we're seeing smaller communities as well. It's, you know what it comes down to? People are joining Amintro because they're saying, I have room in my life. I'd be interested in meeting new people. I'm widowed, divorced, we're married, and we'd love to connect with others. The reality is smaller communities, larger communities, we don't know everybody. And a Mintro is an environment and a platform that people are on because they're saying, hey, I'd really like to connect and meet new people. I'm open to increasing my social circles, and I'm here to be introduced or to be connected. And what a Mintro does is it's basically an icebreaker, and we identify a lot of commonality that people wouldn't necessarily be aware of because we don't typically strike up much conversation with strangers in society, which is to our detriment.
Absolutely,
and
true.
And even more so now, quite frankly, with what we are experiencing with this global crisis where we are self-distancing and we are self-isolating, that narrows the scope of opportunity to actually meet new people, to convert strangers into acquaintances and acquaintances into friends. We're all in the same boat here.
We are, indeed.
And we just have to start talking.
Now, I understand at this point, Charlene, a Mintro has a sizable network. You've got about 5,000 people on the network. Yeah, this is marvelous.
And it
doesn't cost anything to join.
No, it's absolutely free. That was very important to me when I dove into this world of a social platform and technology for good. And quite frankly, at the bottom line, I wanted to help my mom. And I thought, well, I would never charge my mom to increase her quality of life. And so why would I do that to anybody else? So that was a big decision that I made right from the get-go, that it's absolutely free.
Well, well done, Charlene. And for our listeners that might be interested, the website is www.amintro, A-M-I-N-T-R-O, like amintro.com. And check that out and have a look at it. You'll find some really interesting sections on it. I had a good cruise around it, Charlene, and it's really easy to use. And as you say, lots of good information and good opportunities for people 50 years and older on the site. It's a really nice site.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Charlene. This has been lovely to chat with you and lovely to hear about it. What you envisioned has started to come around nicely in spades, and we're pleased to hear of your success to date and trust that people 50 years and older will check it out and look at becoming a member and have access to all those fine features. Thanks for joining us, Charlene.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Have a good day now.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. We've been talking with Charlene Nadelin of a Mintro, and this is a website, social platform, and information hub for people 50 years and older. Check it out. It's really interesting.